Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 1, entitled The Activities of Maharaj Priyabrata, Text 40. Bhushangsthanam kritam yena Saridgiri banadibhi Shimacha Bhuta Nibrittai Bhuta Nirbrittai Dipe Dipe Vibhagashaha Bhushangsthanam Kritam Jena Saridgiri Banadibhi Shimacha Bhuta Nirbrittai Deepe Deepe Vibhagashaha Bhushangsthanam Kritam Jena Saridgiri Banadibhi Shimacha Bhuta Nirbrittai Deepe Deepe Vibhagashaha Bhushangsthanam Kritam Jena Saridgiri Banadibhi Shimacha Bhuta Nirbrittai Deepe Deepe Vibhagashaha Bhushangsthanam Kritam Jena Saridgiri Banadibhi Shimacha Bhuta Nirbrittai Deepe Deepe Vibhagashaha Bhushangsthanam Kritam Jena Saridgiri Banadibhi Shimacha Bhuta Nirbrittai Deepe Deepe Vibhagashaha Bhushangsthanam Kritam Jena Saridgiri Banadibhi Shimacha Bhuta Nirbrittai Deepe Deepe Vibhagashaha Bhushangsthanam Kritam Jena Saridgiri Banadibhi Shimacha Bhuta Nirbrittai Deepe Deepe Vibhagashaha Matajis Bhushangsthanam Kritam Jena Saridgiri Banadibhi Shimacha Bhuta Nirbrittai Deepe Deepe Vibhagashaha Bhushangsthanam Kritam Jena Saridgiri Banadibhi Shimacha Bhuta Nirbrittai Deepe Deepe Vibhagashaha
Word meaning Bhushangsthanam The situation of the earth Kritam Done Yena By whom Sharit By rivers Giri By hills and mountains Banadibhi By forests and so on Sima Boundaries Cha Also Bhuta Of different nations Nirbrittai To stop fighting Deepe Deepe On the various islands Vibhagashaha separately. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation. To stop the quarreling among different peoples, Maharaj Priyabrata marked boundaries at rivers and at the edges of mountains and forests so that no one would trespass upon another's property. Purport. The example set by Maharaj Priyabrata in marking of different states is still followed. As indicated here, different classes of men are destined to live in different areas, and therefore the boundaries of various tracts of land, which are described here as islands, should be defined by different rivers, forests and hills. It is also mentioned in relation to Maharaj Prithu, who was born from the dead body of his father by the manipulation of great sages. Maharaj Prithu's father was very sinful, and therefore a black man called Nishada was first born from his dead body. The Nishada race was given a place in the forest because by nature they are thieves and rogues. As animals are given places in various forests and hills, men who are like animals are also destined to live there. One cannot be promoted to civilized life unless one comes to Krishna consciousness. For by nature, one is destined to live in a particular situation according to one's karma and association with the modes of nature. If men want to live in harmony and peace, they must take to Krishna consciousness. For they cannot achieve the highest standard while absorbed in the bodily concept of life. Maharaj Priyabrata divided the surface of the globe into different islands so that each class of men would live peacefully and not clash with the others. The modern idea of nationhood has gradually developed from the divisions made by Maharaj Priyabrata. But it is written on the board. Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Sharupo Damodara Swaminite Namine Namashad Bhaktamane Manipurudva Bhayacha Prabhupada Vashadvani Pracharo Niratayate. Okay, we can hear the same sloka again. There is no harm. The topics about Krishna is compared with sandalwood. The more you, make paste, the more you, grind it, the more you get the smell. Like this. Anyway, I was told to explain this verse, and the purport is also very small, and maybe okay, so let me try. Here the activities of Maharaj Priyabrata, which is extraordinary, is described. For the modern people, it is very difficult to believe whatever is described in this chapter, how Maharaj Priyabrata, he made different oceans, rivers, mountain, and he also made a sun to give light to those places, because when sun is moving, one side is dark and one side is enlightened. So Maharaj Priyabrata, he made a sun by which he could enlighten the dark regions. So who can believe nowadays except the devotees, except the follower of Krishna consciousness? Who can believe? They will think it is simply fairy tale. So actually it is relative. What is fairy tale for a child may be a fact for adult. So in the age of Kali, people are immature in knowledge and they have very limited vision. So that's why it is very difficult for common mass to believe these type of narrations. But those who are devotees, they have broader vision. So they can understand that everything is possible. In the creation of God, nothing is impossible. So we see the natural boundaries, how the different continents are divided, even within this planet. Not only within this planet, even in the whole universe, the natural boundary is already there. The demons, they live in a group of planets. The demigods, they live in another group of planets. There is a gap, space gap, so that demons cannot easily go to the demigods area and demigods cannot come easily to demons area. But still, by yogic, mystic powers, they can sometimes go from one planet to another planet, and sometimes they fight also. Star war, war between demons and demigods. This is going on. So these natural boundaries, it is pre-planned so that different kinds of people can live in different area according to their karma. And by our experience also we can see, if you go to Africa, you will find people generally in many areas with black skin. And in other countries, European countries, America, in China, you know, different kinds of body, different kinds of face, different kinds of culture, mood, nature. So this difference is due to karma. Our previous karma, according to our karma, we take birth in a different nation, different culture, and to facilitate our comfortable living, God and His representatives like King Priyabrata has made divisions of different tract of land so that people can live peacefully. Just like, you know, dogs are kept in different rooms so that they cannot fight. The nationalist, Srila Prabhupada sometimes compared, the nationalist, they are like dogs. So this division is made so that they don't fight. But without Krishna consciousness, even this division cannot stop them fighting, you know. They are still fighting, especially in modern age, due to the extreme development of technology. People, they can, I mean, overcome these natural boundaries with the help of aeroplane, with the help of ship, and internet, you know, communication system has developed so much. Nowadays they call it is a global village or a global house. Just like in one house there are four rooms. One room in north side, one room is west side. So like America is one room and Japan is another room. It is like a global house or global village. The earth has become so small now due to the extreme development of technology. So these boundaries nowadays is not very important because people can easily cross from one country to another country. And that's why nowadays there is so many wars between different countries. Few years back there was a war with America and Afghanistan. There was a great war. So America is so far from Afghanistan, but how they attack? Because of technological development. So this war will continue. Srila Prabhupada said every 10 years, Prabhupada said from his experience of history, every 10 years there is a war. Every 10 years there is a war. So why there is war? Mainly due to the feeling of body-based nationalism. I mean, nationalism based on bodily concept. That's why war is going on. Just like the dogs. They are very, very, actually dogs are very, very national. Most national, you'll see. The dogs living in Mayapur, they won't allow dogs from Jugapit. If by chance some dogs by mistake enter into their nation, Mayapur nation, the dogs of Mayapur, they will attack the dogs of Jugapit. Sometimes they cross the river, I have seen, because I was I was living across the river, and I saw many dogs early in the morning. They are very intelligent. Many dogs, they come near the ferry ghat, and they wait for the boat. And when the boat comes, immediately they jump. So I was also crossing with them, and I saw a few dogs jumped. They know the boat will go to the other side, and they come. But when they just get down, immediately many dogs attack them. Because they understand that they are not national. I mean, they are coming from other countries. So they are actually very nationalistic, you know. Nationalism is praised by materialistic people. Those who are materialistic people, they think it is a good qualification to be a patriot, to be national is a very good qualification. But from materialistic point of view, it's okay. They think of, we support our own country. But from Krishna consciousness point of view, we have to support only one thing, that is religion. Religion. To protect religion, sometimes you have to go against our nation. Just like Vibhishan, you have heard the story of Vibhishan. Vibhishan, Ravan's younger brother. So when there is a war between Lord Ramchandra and Ravana, his own brother betrayed him. So materialistic people, they criticize Vibhishan because he is not nationalistic, he is not patriot. It is true. But in one sense he is not patriot, but in another sense, in deeper sense, he was a great patriot because he protested the irreligious activities which will displease God. Ravana kidnapped Sita, it is displeasing to God. And Vibhishan protested that you should give back Sita to her husband. But Ravana did not agree. So at last Vibhishan, he joined with the group of Ramchandra and he fought against his own country. Apparently, but actually he fought for the benefit of his own country. Without religion, and true religion means Krishna consciousness. So without pure Krishna consciousness, this nationalism is useless. In Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a famous verse, many of you know it. Jashatma buddhi kunapetri dhatuke shadhi kalatradishu bhoma ijjadhi jatirtha buddhi shalile nakarhichi janeshu abhigyeshu shayava gokhara. Jashatma buddhi kunapetri dhatuke. Those who think that I am this body, on the basis of body, we feel our patriotism or all the nationalistic idea that we are Indian by nation, we are Americans by nation, we are Japanese by nation. This is completely based on bodily concept of life. Jashatma buddhi kunope tridhatuke. So this body is nothing but a bag of different dirty things like corpse, stool, urine, blood. So this body is a bag. Because soul is there, sometimes we forget that this is a dirty bag. But if soul is not there, if you make a bag, even nicely packed, you make a bag, very nice bag with stool, urine and cough inside, and you cover it nicely, seal it completely. But if you tell there is some stool inside, even though it is sealed nicely, even if you sprinkle a lot of perfume, still people will not touch it. But the same thing, we have within our body, it is completely filled with, it is running, it is walking latrine, walking WC, walking latrine. But still, because of the presence of soul, due to the flavor of soul, this dirty smell, dirty nature is covered. We forget completely that this body is dirty. But those who are extremely materialistic, jashatma buddhi, they are mad after this body. They fight for this body. The riots, sometimes riot takes and among different, caste and creed and religious group. It is completely based on materialistic idea, materialistic concept and bodily concept. I heard in Africa, and there are many riots among the black skin group and fair skin group. A riot was there. Even our devotees, our devotees, they were living in the temple, black skin, white skin together, and outside there was riot was going on outside, between the black group and white group. But inside temple, the devotees, they were living peacefully. The black skin and white skin, they were living peacefully. I was in Tripura, and at that time there was a riot in Tripura. 1980, there was a very, very big riot in Tripura. It was internationally, broadcast in different television. Big riot in Tripura, from where I am coming. And the riot was between the Bengali group and tribal group. In Tripura, there are many tribals. But I remember at that time, there are many tribals in our ISKCON temple, many tribals. And Bengalis also, they are living together, they are taking prasadam together. But at that time, we did not allow them to go out. Because we know if they go out, they may be killed any time, because the riot is going outside, there is riot. Within the temple, we are living together, tribal group and Bengali group, we are living together. So this is the proof, sure proof, how Krishna consciousness can save people from bodily concept of life. Only Krishna consciousness, by realization of Krishna consciousness, we can understand we are not this body. We become convinced that we are not this body and we are son of Krishna, we are children of Krishna. So there is real universal brotherhood, and that's why the devotees, they can ignore this apparent bodily differences. So jashatma buddhi kunopi tridhatuke. But those who think this body is our identity, jashatma buddhi kunopi tridhatuke shodhi kalatradishu, and thinks that my wife and my children is my only relatives, there is no other relatives. So these things are this type of thoughts are very, very animalistic. Because if we study Bhagavatam, we can understand that we are coming from same God. We are called men. In Bengali, we are called Manush or Manushya. In Sanskrit, Manushya. In Bengali also, Manushya. So, if you analyze the word Manushya, Manu and Sha. If you remove the part, Sha, ending part, the word is Manu. So that means we are coming from Manu. Even the English word, man, if you write Manu and delete you, Manu and then delete you, then what remains? Man. So this is the parampara, it is also succession. If we are not coming from Manu, then how this word, man, manusha, manush, manav, you know, in many countries, the word starts with M. So this is the proof that actually we are coming from Manu, and Manu came from Brahma. Brahma came from, Vishnu. Vishnu is originally from Krishna. So in this way, only Krishna consciousness can establish universal brotherhood. So when universal brotherhood is established, then only universal fatherhood. Prabhupada said universal fatherhood. So when universal fatherhood is established, then universal brotherhood also can be established. Another word in this verse is dipe. So the word dipa, actually if you analyze etymologically, di means two. Although the English word is given, dipa means island, but actually the word dipa, di means two, and apa means water. So dipa means two sides, water. But island means four sides, isn't it? Island means four sides water, and land is there in the middle of water. Four sides, it is surrounded by water. That is called island. But actually dipa means minimum two sides. Four sides there is no problem, but minimum two sides it must be surrounded by water. Just like Navadvip. Navadvip, two sides. It's not that four sides is surrounded by water. Two sides. One side is Jalangi, one side is Ganga. So if any country, any place which is surrounded, two sides surrounded by water, minimum two sides. Four sides, no problem. But if two sides are surrounded by water, that is called Deepa. So Deepe Vibhagasha. You see, Atlantic Ocean, Pacific Ocean, and different oceans, Indian Ocean. So these oceans, of course there are many islands in the oceans, but even the countries like India is also island. America is an island, Europe is an island, because two sides, you will always find two sides, water is always there. And even the earth planet is an island, but it is in the ocean of air. Earth planet is in the ocean of air. So in this way, this island is divided so that, people from one place cannot go and disturb people living in other place. But all this external, division cannot stop this fighting. Only Krishna consciousness, Prabhupada at the end of the purport, he mentioned, only Krishna consciousness can stop this fighting. The more we become Krishna conscious, the more we will be free from this bodily concept of life, and there will be no more fighting. Ignorance is the cause of fighting. Ignorance. You will see even the dogs, they fight more at night. Because I come from Abhayanagar to temple, daytime they don't disturb me so much, but nighttime they bark. Whenever they see a outsider, nighttime they bark so much, because nighttime they feel more ignorance and more, mood of, they are already in the mood of ignorance, and nighttime it becomes more intensified. So they bark more. Nighttime they are, ownership concept, that I am the owner of this place, becomes stronger. So nighttime is like ignorance, more ignorance, and more we have become ignorant, the more we feel like we are national, we are Indian, we are American, but the more we are enlightened with the knowledge of Krishna consciousness, with devotion and love of Godhead, pure love of Godhead establishes our fatherhood, then we can easily relate as universal, you know, we can establish universal brotherhood. So these are some points. I could not study much, and if you have any comment or question. Any comment or question? Simple thing, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. So you mentioned that ignorance is the cause of fights. So also, can we say that the desires are also the cause of fights? Desires are, you know, when the fight is happening, can we see that as a clash of desires?
So this is one point I told, that ignorance is one cause of fight, but another cause of fight is also knowledge. A battle in Kurukshetra took place due to proper knowledge. Arjuna, he got knowledge, enlightened, the best enlightened from Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, he got from Krishna, then he fought. Before receiving that knowledge, he was not ready to fight. So that is also ignorance. Sometimes due to ignorance we don't fight, sometimes we fight due to ignorance. So fight also, there are different types of fight. Generally, the modern people, you know, the modern leaders, the fight is actually due to the leaders. General mass of people, they are simple-hearted, they don't like so much fighting. But the leaders, you know, they are made up their power and position, so they fight due to ignorance. So this is, you know, in modern age, the fight is, generally fight is going on due to ignorance. So what was your exact question? Can you clarify a little more?
The good example is Mahabharata. Mahabharata happened because of Dhritarashtra's desire to own something that is not...
Yeah, these are interlinked, you know, desire and ignorance. Desire and ignorance, they are interlinked. If you are ignorant, you will desire rubbish thing. If you are in knowledge, you will desire better thing. So these are interlinked, you know, interrelated.
So Prabhu, you say about the between the when somebody attaching to this body, and you know, for so many things, we want to fight it, something like that. But in another point, in some reality, sometimes the devotees in different countries and have initiation and chanting and this, that. Sometimes see the influence of the planets, of the moon. Sometimes some devotees in this situation is some weakens, spiritualize very, very down, and like to do so many very, very bad things. How is possible that you chant Hare Krishna for so many years and the planets influence to you natural? And how is possible? Prabhupada explained something about this situation in some books.
I don't know how much I have understood your question. Can I paraphrase your question? That we are chanting rounds and following Krishna consciousness, still sometimes there is fighting among the devotees. Is it the question? Can anyone? I cannot follow the question, Prabhupada. Planets, influence of planets. Okay. First of all, we are not, I mean, many of, how can I say, I am not pure devotee, so I am not pure devotee, so I cannot expect that I will not become, you know, influenced by moods, you know. I cannot expect like this. But if I see Prabhupada, or
there are many pure devotees. If I see them, if you see your Guru Maharaj, so we can see how they can tolerate, you know, how they can control their anger, how they can, you know, adjust in other, you know, the materialistic people, they fight for trifles. Actually, we are in a far better situation. You can understand this if you go outside. If you want to go to Kolkata by train, you will understand how people are fighting. They are fighting for nothing. But you will see devotees in Mayapur, you see how they are adjusting. Even if there is fighting, but you see the average result, how peacefully they are living here. But if you go outside, they fight for nothing. 24 hours, every minute they are fighting. So, we cannot say that even though we are chanting, why there is no effect. The more we become pure, the more we overcome the influences. Is it clear? The more we become pure, the more we are free from these influences of modes of passion, you know, anger, lust. It depends on the level of our purity. The more you are Krishna conscious, that's why you have to all the time look high. How Prabhupada was living, how Prabhupada was speaking, how Prabhupada was adjusting, how he, you know, tolerated different circumstances. So if we see him, he is the standard, and we can try to follow his, you know, his ideal. Is it clear?
The first and foremost thing Srila Prabhupada taught us that we are not this body, but we are spirit soul. But until we come to the platform of pure devotional service, we cannot realize that we are not this body. Just we have to come to the platform of pure devotional service, then only we can realize that we are not this body. Until we come to that stage, we will remain in the same bodily platform, no matter what. This is Prabhupada said, in Western world, spirit soul, but still, like, you know, we become in that platform.
Yeah, you are correct, but at the same time, I am over sure, because I have seen at the time of riot in Tripura, when riot was going on outside, between Bengali group and tribal group, I have seen we are living comfortably in the temple. In Africa also, the black skin and fair skin, they are, you know, there was a riot between them. But in temple, you know, the black skin devotees and white skin devotees, they are living comfortably. So, even though we are not pure devotees, even theoretical knowledge that I am not this body, you know, the 1%, 2% you know, realization of Krishna consciousness will help us. And the more we advance, the more we become, you know, free from this bodily concept. But even 1%, if we can become free from bodily concept, even 1% or 2%, it is also a great achievement. It will... Pardon?
It helps.
Yeah, it helps. It helps. Prabhuji will ask a question.
I was just wanting to say that, isn't it?
It is a great miracle. Yeah.
We about to.
I cannot hear. Maybe microphone is not working.
Maharaj Priyavrata.
He's
called Bhagavan because he did astounding things. But what is more astounding than this?
Prabhupada.
Yes, what yeah. he's done.
Yeah, in that it's sense, we can call Prabhupada Bhagavan, but we must know the sense. Narad Muni, Bhagavan, Narad Muni, it is mentioned in many places. Bhagavan Narad Muni, Bhagavan Besh, Vyasadeva, Bhagavan, the word Bhagavan is given. So in that sense, we can honor Prabhupada, but we must, maybe we don't use the word so that people don't misunderstand. Like Mayavadi gurus, nowadays the Mayavadi gurus, they claim I am Bhagavan. So just to avoid that misunderstanding, we are a little careful. But this word can be used if we know the meaning. Thank you, Mataji.
I just wanted to ask the question, not to throw any sand in the sweet rice, but sometimes this purport to the modern ears sounds very, very racist. You know, black people are rogues and thieves, Prabhupada says. So could you say something about that, how it's not racist, or is it racist, or like that?
Prabhupada here explained that those who are living in forest, those who are living in dense forest, generally animals, they live in forest because their nature is fighting, stealing, animal nature. So those who have this type of nature, for them it is suitable to live in forest. Because animals, they feel comfortable in forest. They don't feel comfortable in civilized society. So those who have this animalistic nature of killing, snatching, fighting, so it is generally they can adjust in forest. But what Shastra says, we have to accept. But by Krishna consciousness, by practicing Krishna consciousness, even we have seen when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was passing through Jharkhand, even tiger and jackals and animals, they were dancing in ecstasy. But in human level, it is much more easier in human level. So even if somebody has this nature like animals, and nowadays even in city, we cannot say they are civilized. Prabhupada said cemented jungle. So this is Kolkata is a jungle, is a forest, but made of cement. A forest made of cement. Because you see, recently a girl was raped and murdered. So every day it is happening, it is nothing new. So is it not animalistic society, Animal is in a sense better. They generally don't murder so easily. But a human being, they have become worse than animal, but they are living in cemented building, concrete building. So they are like, it is like cemented jungle, cemented forest. We don't make much difference because they are, black skin and they are living in forest, that's why they are animal. Even in city, people have become, in Kali Yuga, people have become like animals. So the only solution is Krishna consciousness. By Krishna consciousness, those who are living in forest, black skin, white skin, city people, everybody can become, normal. They can become, developed. Otherwise, without Krishna consciousness, we are animal. Okay, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. Prabhuji, Arjuna also pure devotee and Bhishma Dev also pure devotee of Krishna. So then why they both fight with Prabhuji?
Arjuna also pure devotee and Bhishma also?
Bhishma Dev also pure devotee of
Krishna. And why they are fighting?
So both Vaishnavas, they fight in their
war. Yeah, because Bhishma was a Mahajan. Mahajan means he knew everything practically. He knew everything. Why this fighting is taking place, it is Krishna's plan. And I have to be the, accelerator, catalyst, what is called? Catalyst. Catalyst means, it makes quicker. Just like Narad Muni, sometimes he goes to Kamsa and he's telling, why are you not, why are you not killing these children of Devaki? Because, they may be Krishna, who knows? I heard that one day Narad Muni asked Kamsa that why are you not killing these children? Kamsa told he is not the eighth child, because I am afraid of the eighth child, and eighth child will kill me. So Narad Muni showed a garland and he told, which flower is the eighth flower? So Kamsa was puzzled, because it is difficult to find out the eighth flower. It depends from which point you start to count. So then he explained that Krishna is very tricky, he's very clever. If he starts from counting from the middle, then maybe this boy is the eighth. It depends from where you start, because he did not say from where he'll start counting. It depends on the counting, which one is the eighth, which one is the first. It depends on the counting. So why Narad Muni is doing this? Just to accelerate. He is acting as a catalyst, just to accelerate Krishna's appearance. So sometimes devotee becomes catalyzed, you know, they become accelerator to accelerate the mission of God. Bhishma Dev knew what is Krishna's mission, why Krishna has appeared, to destroy all the demons, and to make it quicker, I have to join. It is also Krishna's desire that I have to join this group, so that, you know, if I don't join Duryodhana's group, then the demons will not feel encouraged to fight. So he joined Duryodhana's group. So demons thought, oh, we have so great hero like Bhishma, we can defeat Arjuna. So all the demons also joined him. So in this way, it becomes easier for Arjuna and for, you know, Krishna. Of course, Krishna can do anything, but for devotees, it became easier to get all the demons together. It is also Krishna's plan that I will bring all the demons together and kill. So the Krishna's plan, who can understand Krishna's plan? Only Mahajan like Bhishma Dev. He knew, and he knew his own rule. He knew it is my rule, it is my place to fight against Krishna now. In this way I can give pleasure to Krishna even. Virarasha, you know, Virarasha? Mellow of what is called chivalry? Virarasha. So, Bhishma Dev wanted to render service to Krishna by giving a chance for, you know, testing Virarasa, and Krishna also wanted to enjoy Virarasa with Bhishma. So that is the background. But externally, we see that if you join any wrong group, even if you are Bhishma Dev, even if you are Mahajan, you will be destroyed. Externally, internally, there is another, you know, another meaning.
Thank you, Guru.
Okay, Hare Krishna. Can I stop here? Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki Samavata Vaishnava Bhakta Brinda ki Nitai Gaur Pramanande Hari Hari Bhakta.